I'm really hungry, man. Hungry.
Nah, didn't you get your curry, man?
What? Is that what it was?
No, I got it screws brains.
I thought it was a bit dense, like.
Nah, not a lot of it, though.
I'm hungry, man, I tell you. Me stomach thinks me throat's cut. That's not the only thing, mate.
Shut up.
Joe, can't you hear me?
No.
Joe, can't you hear me?
Leave me alone.
Who is it?
Officer Casey with a tray for the hospital cell.
Say again.
Officer Casey. As if he couldn't see me on the screen. Thank you. No good laying down. No good at all. Your lungs will get wet that way. It happened to my grandmother.
Dear Home Secretary.
Oh, if I have to carry heavy trays up to this floor for much longer, I'll have muscles like tars and... All the way from the entrance yard, piping hot from the men's kitchens, through three sets of electronic doors, open, shut... Up four flights with me arms dropping off, along the catwalks and the women shouting, what you got hidden under that cloth, miss? I tell you, if they could see the food I'm bringing you, I'd be mugged for certain, and all this disappeared down the gobs before the bell could be sounded and the dogs fetched in. Now, look at what I brought you today.
Dear Home Secretary.
Homemade cream of vegetable soup, still steaming, so you can get the full aroma right to your nostrils. Real vegetables, mind. No potato peelings here.
Further to my communication of last week.
None of the usual kitchen riff-raff at work on this, I can promise you.
I wish you to be aware.
To follow, we have lightly poached salmon with fluffy mash and petit pois done in mint.
That I am now.
And to finish, there's ice cream the colour of buttercups.
On a hunger strike.
How could you resist?
To the death.
I'm hungry myself now, I'll tell you. My belly's roaring like a tombola. Not that I've the hope of a bite for hours yet. No rest for the wicked. Come on, out of that bed now. Come on, up, up, up. Come on. You don't want me to fetch the heavy mob, do you? I see. Are you getting out of that bed? Or am I going to fetch the chief to you? You'll get me into trouble. That's what you want to do, isn't it? All right, I'm used to your tricks, madam. Hey, look at this weather. For the middle of June. Good job I'm not wasting me money on a holiday this year. I could do with one, mind.
Wait till I get hold of you, you wasser.
Yeah, I'll shut your gob, Warren.
You're dead, man. With him at home all day, the likelihood of a bit of pleasure's long gone.
Yo!
I've barely had a word, let alone a smile, for many a long month. Still, you cannot blame him. As his mother says, what sort of wife is it goes out the house at 6:30 of a morning and may not be seen again till nearly bedtime? I tell me husband I spend all me time with bandits. I don't confess it's the one-armed variety in the officer's social. Spending me time and money with people who sympathise with me aching feet. After all, why should I rush home to the duster and the vacuum cleaner? Certainly not to the bed. Not these days, with him a passive resistor and me too tied to get me stockings off and the earplugs in before I'm out like a light.
I'm going to spat your brains all over the speaking recess.
Yeah. Enough is enough. Who's on duty over there? The noise those men make.
Dead?
You girls don't know how lucky you are tucked away in this little unit, I can tell you. It's bedlam across there. There's too many of them. Over 1,000 now. Where do they keep coming from? It makes me shudder to think. It's the youth gone mad. Oh, this soup is losing its heat. And after all my effort, what a waste. It'll go with the rest of the slop. Shipped away to the pigs. Decent food like this when there are people starving. Ah, well. I'll content myself with the fact that in a day or two, baby food is all you'll be offered me, girl. You're refusing to eat, then? Are you going to answer me? I'm ignored. What happened to the high spirits of yesterday? Soon gone. Depressed, I expect. Not surprising the way you treat yourself. Will you be wanting your exercise today? In this weather? You usually do. You've always been one for your exercise, I know that. I've had to suffer your tongue often enough. 1 hour, miss. 1 hour, that's the rule. Oh, not that you demean yourself to a miss, not you. Do you think you'll want your exercise, No? Well, please yourself. We don't have the staff free anyway. I don't know why I mentioned it. So many off sick. Well, there's no incentive to clock on like in the old days of easy overtime. Now it's lock in, lock in, lock in, and nothing extra in your purse at the end of the week. The job has lost its sparkle. There's no variety now. I'd go sick myself, but what would I do with me time? Here. What's this? Another petition. He doesn't want to hear from you. He's a very busy man. Dear Home Secretary, further to my communication of last week, I wish you to be aware that I am now on a hunger strike to the death. I have been in this condemned tomb for 14 years, and I think it high time I was transferred somewhere better. That sort of language will do you no good at the Home Office. I've warned you before, they don't appreciate emotion at Queen Anne's Gate. Shall I change it for you, No? Well, please yourself.
There is a close unit at Cookham Wood. Well, I've heard there's a snooker table and some gardens. I deserve the right to a change.
I intend to continue my hunger strike until I'm moved or I die. Whichever is the sooner. Signed. Shouldn't that be soonest? Well, never mind. You've made it plain enough. It's overrated, Cookham Wood, you know. You won't find those southern officers as sympathetic as us up here. I've met a few of them. Oh, very tough characters. Most of them are unmarried. Garden isn't everything, as you'll find out. Do you want to rewrite this? Be a bit more flexible. No? All right. They won't pay any attention to it anyway. They never do, as well you should know after 14 years. You'd probably have been transferred long ago, you know, if it hadn't been for your attitude. That and the fact that you're Category A. 14 years, where does the time go? I didn't intend to stay more than a year or two at most. If I'd known I'd be stuck here with your pranks and moods, I'd have topped myself straight off. You're refusing to eat, then? Is that it? Are you going to answer me? I could fetch the chief to you. How would you like that, eh? Poking and prodding. To just make matters worse. I know your tricks. I'm the one who'll take the blame. I'm the one who'll carry the can. Well, I can't hang around here any longer. I've got 33 items of incoming mail to censor by 1 o'clock. I haven't got all day talking to you.
Joe, can't you hear me? Come over here. Come on.
Ah, Luke. Look at the moon on the sea.
Yeah. And all those stars, isn't it beautiful? I love the moon and the stars, don't you?
Yes.
You see that group there? Like a big kite shape. That's Orion.
Kite shape?
And you see those three bright stars there in a row?
Yeah, I think so.
That's his belt.
Belt on a kite?
No, you idiot. He's a great warrior. What am I going to do with you, huh?
He knows. Stop.
Hey, I'm going to England for a week or two.
England? Why?
There's people I have to see. You could get a holiday from the farm and come with me. Show me round.
My uncle's getting suspicious.
What about me?
He thinks I'm still a virgin.
He hates Fenians, that's the truth.
He hardly knows you.
Tell him you're visiting your mum in Leeds.
Hey, check up. Anyway, there's work to do.
Oh, you're entitled to a holiday, aren't you?
I'm cold. Give me a cuddle.
I hate it in the town, don't you? All the noise. I like to come here where it's peaceful. Hey, look. Did you see that?
Where?
That was a shooting star. Did you see it? It just shot right across the sky and died.
Oh.
Is that lucky or not? It's one or the other, but I can't remember which. My sister's husband, Michael, is dead. Did I tell you? Oh, I'm starving hungry. I could eat a horse. Better still, a pig. A great big juicy chop. With buttered potatoes and sweet corn. Gravy. Joe!
Hey, I'm feeling my age lately. Gone are the days I could sprint from bottom to top before you could say smouldering mattress. Hey, look what I've brought for you today. Quiche with spinach and cream cheese and broccoli. Now, when did you last see that, eh? Look, all green and bushy. What are you doing hidden under those blankets? You know it's an offence not to have part of your anatomy showing at all times in the presence of an officer. Look, passion cake. I could eat it myself. Endeavour, Mrs. Casey, endeavour to get this infernal woman to eat. Infernal. That's the sort of grammar school language Chief likes to throw around in her pathetic attempt to keep up with the inmates. Endeavour to get this infernal woman to eat. That's my brief. It's not what I joined for, but here I am. Nursemaid and servant so she can look good on the annual report. Get an extra pip on her shoulder. Use any means possible, Mrs. Casey, short of force. Oh, I tell you, if force were permissible, that chief would be up here in a tube rammed down your throat before you could say civil liberties. Your infernal little protest would be over. Yeah, we don't do that to people these days. It's your lawful right to starve yourself to death. You'd be finished forever, and who'd miss you? Ask yourself that. Who's gonna miss you? Have a drop of this nice soup. Come on, you might as well. Fresh tomato soup with bits of orange floating in it. Endeavour, Mrs. Casey. I am. Come on, smell that, Delicious. Tangy. Careful! You could have scalded me. Oh, here. What's this? Another petition? Do you think the Home Secretary has nothing better to do than read about you 2 days in a row?
Dear Governor.
You're writing to the Governor?
I want to complain about
Junior Officer Casey. She is trying to drive me mad by talking me to death. I demand the right to die in peace. Did you have to say that? Junior. I know I'm a junior. I never took the exams, that's why. Oh, Chief will love this. On top of everything else, she'll love this. Only this morning she noticed a button half off. Not even missing, half off. When do I get time to sew? I'm not a single woman like Chief, no. But there she is with a spindly finger jabbing away at me button as though I was an infant. What is this, Mrs. Casey? Not what we expect of our more experienced staff, is it? No, Mrs. Casey, secure that button at once, please, or else... Look, I've got domestic responsibilities, but who cares? Our chief can go off to the Canary Islands with her girlfriend, whom she calls her niece, coming back tanned and telling me about a button dangling when I've hardly had time to load the Hoover-matic. There's no justice. I never intended to stay. That was the trouble. I never bothered with promotion. A woman's place is in the home, me husband said. Just a year or two, I thought. Getting a bit of extra cash, a few luxuries, the lad's piano lessons. Where's it got us?
Hey, Robbo! Robbo!
If I'd known how things would turn out, I could have been a senior officer by now. Principal, even. It could have been me sitting in an office with a monster plant, making phone calls about staff shortages and drinking coffee from china cups. And where are they when you want them? In the Canary Islands.
Get to your window, man.
Do you want to help people? The advert said. I spent the first 6 weeks learning judo. As for the piano, well, that hasn't been touched since Andrew married Fergie and the lad left for Berkshire and a job in new technology.
Away, you lazy sod.
Whoa. Can't complain, mind. He's doing well. We brought him up well enough.
Get to your window, man.
A postcard now and again would be nice.
Hey, you bastard, you're going to die.
Hey, look out here. They're exercising that mass murder in the men's yard. He can't be more than 5 feet. You'd hardly believe it, would you? Come on, look. Come on. Smart spectacles and all. No, you wouldn't think he was capable.
Is that him?
That's the one.
He looks like nothing.
They say in the social club he's tried to commit suicide twice since he's been here. They have him on a 24-hour watch.
Why don't they let him die?
Oh, he's not getting out of it that easy. Ah, they'll make him suffer, the men, if they get their hands on him. He wouldn't last long out of solitary confinement.
Hey, you bastard, you're going to die.
What are their officers doing over there? They're off sick, most of them, I shouldn't wonder. Listen to the noise.
Close the window.
It's him they're shouting at. He's dropped his head, and well he might. He knows what's coming to him. That's why he's tried to top himself.
Shut the window, for God's sake.
Oh, you're talking to me again, then?
Yes. You're not important enough to waste dumb insolence on. I suppose that's why they keep sending you up here.
Oh, thank you. After all I've done for you. Look, do you expect me to hand this complaint form in? This could get me the sack, this sort of thing. Well, not that you'd care. You've had nothing but contempt from the start.
It's not personal. I've got to let the powers that be know I'm on my feet and taking no nonsense, otherwise I think they're winning. A complaint a day keeps madness at bay.
You could have chosen something else to complain about. The men across the way...
Perhaps tomorrow if I'm strong enough.
Strong enough? It's only been a few days. Monks last longer. The driver's all mad, those men. You could have complained about them.
They scream like animals at night. What do they do to each other?
Doesn't bear talking about. Not in decent conversation. Disease is rife over there. Too many of them, I've told you. Piled in like rats. The Officers' Association is considering action to protect the staff. They may wear special clothing on duty.
What about us? Oh,
but you're in no danger, are you? These walls are 3 feet thick.
They spit in the food.
They never do.
Urinate in the stew buckets. Nonsense. You can see it foaming.
It's the curry powder, that's all. It has that effect.
I've heard them shouting about it. Hey, bitches, watch out for your dinners.
Their officers would never allow it.
What did they care? They'd probably join in. It's not natural to have those men preparing our food.
Well, it's not natural to be in prison, is it? You should have thought about these things in the first place.
Disease-ridden men contaminating our food.
But complain to the governor. I've told you. I've always been on your side, haven't I? I have looked after you.
How can I complain?
Well, you could rewrite this form. They'd know you were on your toes, and you wouldn't have to mention me, would you?
I'm on a hunger strike to the death. How can I complain about food?
You intend to go through with this, then?
Yes.
You want me to hand this in?
Yes. As I said, it's nothing personal.
You bastard. You lose a week's remission for this soup stain. I'll see to that.
What's a week out of forever when I'm prepared to die?
Well, you can serve it in hell, then. I hope you rot there.
I'm rotting here. Where's the difference? And you're not allowed to smoke on duty. You know that. I'll report you next time.
Joe, it's been days. I'm a desperate man.
That's just too bad.
I'm coming to get you.
Oh,
I'm leaving soon. I won't see you unless you come with me.
I've got work to do.
Only for a holiday.
There are rumours about you in town.
Oh, yeah, that I'm seeing with love for you, huh?
But you're running with the provost.
Do I look suicidal?
I know how you feel about things.
Don't you trust me?
Of course I do.
Well, come away with me then. Look, you've straw in your hair.
Straw?
They'll think you took a tumble.
Stop it. No.
Look, we could be alone together, just you and me.
I don't know.
My cousin Deirdre's boyfriend, Frank, he's dead. Did I tell you? I'm starving. I could eat fresh crab.
Fresh crab.
And minted peas and potato chips. Thick cutting, sizzling.
You'll have to go.
In the middle of dinner, how come we never get to the pudding? Gooseberry crumble and whipped cream?
No, stop it.
With brandy sauce and maple syrup and...
Go away!
Come with me then. Promise? Promise?
Do you need to sprawl yourself all over the floor like a teenager? Come on, move your legs.
You can take that back to the kitchens. I ate out today. I had crab and peas and... What are you doing?
Taking the bed in.
Why?
You're on punishment.
Since when? Put my plant back. I have a right to flowers.
Your only right is to a priest.
You can't do this.
Home Secretary's orders. Hunger striking is now a self-inflicted wound, punishable by loss of all existing privileges. Flowers is a privilege.
When did this happen?
Came through this morning in the green bag.
I want to see the order.
Oh, book the chief, book the governor. I don't make the rules.
What are you doing with the radio?
Confiscated.
The batteries are gone.
Well, you'll not miss it, then.
I want to see the governor. You can't put a hunger striker on punishment. It's unheard of.
Well, your choice. Eat and get your radio back. If you eat, you might get moved to Cookham Wood. If you don't, you certainly won't. I'm taking this fancy reading material. George Orwell and Iris Murdoch. All you'll be allowed from now on is the Bible. Pay attention to the section on retribution and damnation.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? What did I do all of a sudden?
I've been on the carpet, thanks to you. Too friendly for me own good. I'm to remember I'm a professional and carry out me duties accordingly. Well, here I am, remembering. 14 years I've served, and I'm treated like a trainee, like a beginner. These curtains will have to go.
You can't. I'll be exposed.
Curtains are a privilege.
The men will see in at night.
Oh, why should they want to look at you?
This is a designated hospital cell. It requires curtains.
Not now. Now it's a punishment cell. No flowers, no curtains, all right?
I'll petition Europe.
Oh, you'll be dead before you hear from that lot. Peggy McGrath is still waiting and she's been free 5 years.
I've had enough of this. I want a petition form.
I'm writing to Amnesty International. I have a right to die in humane circumstances.
No, you don't. You don't have any rights, only what we allow you. So behave yourself or you'll get even less. On your feet now. Body search.
I haven't been anywhere.
A rule is a rule, open wide. You could do with a dentist.
It's malnutrition. My teeth are crumbling.
There's a tray of decent food there. Eat it. It won't come again. Come on now. All off. Every stitch.
The chief is behind this. I know it.
Come on. Get on with it.
And you're colluding to give me a hard time. Just when I'm feeling weak and unable to fight back. I want to petition Parliament.
Knickers too, please.
You're sick, you people. Perverts.
Oh, do you think I want to look at your body?
I'll display myself naked at the window. I'll stand naked with my tits pressed against the glass. What about that?
Lewdness and sexual provocation are signs of psychiatric illness. Oh. Curtains or no curtains. You'd be shipped to Broadmoor without limit of time. There'd be no gardens and snooker tables for you there. You'd be pumped full of drugs 3 times a day and forced to wear a frock. See how you'd like that? Pity you can't sing. You'd have had a career in the opera. What is it? Is this one of your tricks again? If you are playing about it... I'll get the doctor.
No. No. I don't want him in here. I'm all right. Just a bit of stitch.
Oh, I don't know why I do this job. A thrill a bloody minute. If it's not slimy suicides with bulging eyes, it's mock heart attacks.
Oh, get me a glass of water, Casey.
Cramps, I suppose. From the empty belly. Here. Why do you run your system down like this? You'll do yourself a damage one of these days. I remember when they brought you here from Risley. You were like a scared rabbit. Big eyes and a white little face. Thin thing you were, shaking and shivering. A year on remand with the light never off, night or day. No shoes, you said, and your food slid across the floor to you like an animal. I remember that. I'd never heard such a story before. You thought you'd come to paradise when you came here. Yeah, I felt sorry for you then. I was new to the job. Well, I think the weather's picking up a bit.
It always feels cold in here.
It's the walls.
What's this? This on the food tray.
It's a peach. What does it look like?
A peach? I'd forgotten. It doesn't look real, does it?
Well, don't spoil it. The brew's easy.
It smells sweet.
Eat it. Don't waste it.
You eat it.
Well, I can eat a peach whenever I like.
Are they common now, then?
At home, we have a bowl filled with peaches. Sometimes they go off before we can eat them all. There's been a glut this year.
How can you do this? Offer a peach when you know I can't eat it. And if I could eat it, you wouldn't offer it. How can you give me this with one hand and take everything away with the other? I don't understand you.
I don't make the rules, do I? It's me job. I don't have the choice.
You must be some kind of sadist.
Do you think I like this? Do you think I don't find this demoralising?
Something twisted in your personality.
It's not what I wanted to do with me life. I expected my husband to keep me. Like any other woman, how else was I meant to live? I didn't expect to be approaching old age as the breadwinner. It's not acceptable around these parts. A woman earning a man's wage. Me husband feels humiliated. People taunt. Wife, give you pocket money. What's it like being a kept man? Wish it was me. Wish it was me. And they do. They really do. Not like during the strikes when somebody daubed paint all over me door. State lackey, fascist pig. Nah, they'd like the job now. Couldn't wait to get the uniform on. Let us be fascist pigs, too. Just give us the wage, a wage that should be going to a man, a man's wage.
This peach is beautiful.
If I could have it, take it. I'd be glad to give it if I had a choice.
Choice, so choice. Can it taste as sweet as it smells?
Sometimes when I'm standing on the landing out there, I want to scream. I want to scream so badly I shake. But then I think, what would happen? No more job? No more Junior Officer Casey? Just another woman screaming? How would Chief view that, eh? Not acceptable behaviour for one of our more experienced officers, Mrs. Casey. You should know by now that the answer lies in a gin bottle in the officer's mess, queuing up for a go on the fruit machines.
This fragrance. I can almost breathe it right in.
Yes, I'd like to scream, but it's not appropriate. All the feelings are for you. You can shout and rage all you want, and that's expected. But what about me? I've never done anything wrong in my life. I never stole anything. I've never hurt anybody. Why do I have to suffer?
I can't bear this much longer.
I need the money at the end of the month, that's why. Because I've got a husband who'll probably never work again. Because my son has gone 300 miles to the nearest job, that's why. Because I'm lonely and tired and miserable. And I don't know what else to do.
I want it.
Joe. Joe. Come on.
What took ya?
There was a queue.
Come on, your train's ready. Hurry up.
I'll miss you.
We'll be together again soon. Now, say hello to your mum. Go on now, it'll be gone.
Where was your bag?
Oh, don't worry.
You must have left it in the buffet.
I'll get it in a minute.
It might be stolen.
Hurry up now.
Liam, why
They've closed all the doors, Joe. Now, go on. Say hello to your mum for me.
Hello, loneliness. I'm gonna cry. Find love, da-da-da. Rest. Hello, emptiness. I think I'm gonna die. Can't find my love, but the eye.
Who's there?
Officer Casey with mail for the hospital cell.
Bye-bye, love. Hello.
Hey, dance with me. I love this one. Come
Get
on.
Get off, you daft bugger, and turn that thing down. It's illegal without an earplug, you know that.
Oh, how can you be so mean? It's me birthday. And soon I shall be out of this miserable mausoleum.
Here, happy birthday.
All these for me. Who from?
Look and see, why don't you?
I'm almost a real person again. I can't tell you how unbearable the last weeks have been. Like a nightmare. Seeing that orange glow from the floodlights, thinking about death. I feel restored now. Thank God. Oh. It's from the women on the unit. A handmade card. How nice. Where are you going?
Well, I'm busy. I've got duties to attend to.
You're trembling.
Am I? It's probably for want of a cigarette. It's been a hard morning.
Smoke one here.
No.
Go on. I won't tell. You can give me one. It's me birthday. Go on. I'd love one.
You'd have me shot you. Here.
Thanks, Casey. You're a pal.
Mrs. Casey to you.
I had a terrible trauma last night. I was lying on the bed, thinking about what it was going to feel like to be 38. And I suddenly realised I was 39. I'd aged 1 year and 10 seconds. Do you think I'm losing me marbles? As me grip slipped. I can't count. Never mind. I content myself with the fact that at Cookham Wood I shall be able to walk among flowers...
and watch butterflies.
If there are any left to watch. They say it's warmer in the south. Do you think that's true?
It's what they say.
This is from Doreen. Doreen Smith.
Who?
You remember Doreen. 1979. Brilliant tap dancer. Owns a string of hotels across Malta.
Oh, aye. Oh, it's an expensive card.
Yeah.
She'll have had a bit stashed away then.
Fancy Doreen still remembering. It was a good year, 79.
Was that a royal wedding year?
The wing was full of business frauds and cocaine manufacturers with doctorates. Talk was of the Guardian, crossword and revolution.
Most of them liked to knit, I remember. Lace making and the like. He was an eye-opener to me about that type. The more smart and posh they are, the more relaxed, as though they're used to such a natural living. It's odd, that.
It's called the Rodin factor.
The women who've always had the greatest problem adjusting are the scraggy rowdies shipped up from London and thinking they own the place, treating us like peasants. Truth is, they yelp like drowning pups without the mogged on that lot. No staying power at all.
Yeah, the underclass is not what it was.
Margaret Thatcher.
Well,
1979. That was the year she swept to power.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't such a hot year.
No. 76 was the hot year. We couldn't even water the vegetables. 79 was Thatcher, and the royal wedding was 81. It was a grand occasion. Street parties and that. There was a lot of money around then. Big redundancies. It was the same year the steelworks closed. The last year me husband worked. We danced in the streets for Charles and Di. Ah, oh, they made a lovely couple. I've still got the commemorative teacups.
What year was the Jubilee?
Queen's Jubilee. 1977, June.
I organised a concert.
I had to work. Same year Elvis died. In the August he died. It had a big effect on the prison.
I remember.
I courted me husband to blue suede shoes. I was a fan.
Elvis Presley? You were not.
I was. Oh. I had little pink socks with guitars on the side.
You didn't.
And skirts with hoops in the hem that shot up when I bent over. I danced every Friday and Saturday at the Locarno, Newcastle. Me husband was the best bopper in the northeast. He was. He could stop the floor with his spins and dips and his hair fell over his eyes and flicked back, throwing sweat all over the crowd. The women loved him, of course, in his Italian suits. Mind you, I was no mean mover myself.
I preferred Joan Baez and Dylan. Songs of conscience and protest.
Yeah, you would do. In need of a good wash, that lot.
Not as greasy as Elvis.
He wasn't greasy. It was lovely.
I've forgotten what fun you used to be.
Was I?
How you chased us round the landings, playing tag at bedtime.
Did I?
That was when the old chief was here.
Aye. There were friendlier times, it's true.
How do you think Poodlehead would react?
Poodlehead? Shh. The walls have ears.
Poodlehead has ears, sticking out and flapping at the slightest hint of unrest.
Aye, we shouldn't be unkind to chief. Though I've always thought that much hairspray is unnecessary in these conditions. Mind, she's been quite decent lately.
Probably got a new niece.
Aye.
C'est la vie. Nothing from my mother, I suppose.
Perhaps it's in the post.
It'll been in the post a long time. Oh, it's from you.
I had to get permission.
Sailing ships. Gosh, thanks.
Well, there's not much choice in the prison store.
It's perfect. Thanks, Casey. I'm really pleased.
Yeah, well...
Oh, don't look so worried. I'm delighted. You couldn't have chosen better, honestly. I used to dream about the sea and the mountains. The sun always shone and the sky was always blue. The air was fresh and the gulls swooping. And then I woke up.
For years it was like that, half sleeping, dreaming, vivid dreams. Waking up and not believing I was really here. The cell has driven me mad for weeks. I can't wait to get out. When I get my transfer, I'll be able to see flowers and grass. I might even get a job outdoors. I don't suppose they'll let me go out right away, but still I'll be able to see it from the windows, won't I? What's this? Printed letter. It looks official.
It come this morning in the green bag.
A birthday message from the Queen, do you think?
I would have...
The Secretary of State requests you to inform the prisoner, etc., that in the public interest, a transfer cannot be considered at this time. Is that it? Not even please apply in a year. Nothing. What does it mean, in the public interest? Did you know about this all the time you've been standing here? Did you?
You were in such a good mood.
A good mood? Is that all you care about, my mood? Well, it's not so good now, I can tell you. I feel sick.
There was that atrocity last weekend. I expect the... Look, I'm sure...
There's a shocking atrocity every weekend. I'm not a political prisoner, remember? No, not until I want to be decategorized or moved or apply for parole, then suddenly I'm affected by the sensitive situation or the public interest. I'm tired of being patient. It's got me nowhere. I wish I'd blown up the whole bloody world.
That won't do you any good.
I'll never get out of here. Never. I look out of my window, what do I see? Another prison! I can't stand it any longer!
I'm very sorry, Joe, I really am.
I'll never get out of here! Never!
Calm down now! Stop it! Stop! You do no good, Joe, stop it! Joe! Come on now! Calm down now! Calm down, Joe! Joe, stop it now. Calm down now. There. Now then, I'm going to bring the doctor. He'll give you something to calm you down. No!
There's nothing to fear. You'd be surprised where our sympathies lie. Tell me all about it.
No, I can't. There's nothing to tell.
You can trust me. Cigarette?
No.
Tell me about the bag.
Bag?
Hold-all, perhaps. A hold-all, was it?
Hold-all?
Blue.
Blue?
Witnesses seemed to think it was blue. What happened then?
When?
You don't remember. Perhaps you're confused. Let me remind you, you placed the blue hold-all in the station buffet.
No.
There were nitroglycerine traces under your fingernails. How did those get there, do you think?
I don't know.
Relax.
I haven't slept.
We're all on your side. Tell me, why did you run away?
I didn't.
You went to Leeds.
To visit my mother.
But you came straight back.
Yes.
Why was that?
Liam.
Liam?
I needed to see him.
Why?
I was scared.
What of?
I needed to see him.
He's dead.
Dead?
Terrible tragedy. So young.
No, it's not true.
Yes.
He's not dead.
Ask his wife.
Wife?
Pretty little thing. Oh, she's been very cooperative. Everything is going to be all right. There's nothing for you to worry about, nothing at all. You can trust me, you know that, don't you? Let's get your statement signed and you can have a nice long sleep.
I didn't do anything!
Of course you didn't. Soon be sorted out. Don't worry. You can sleep now. Sleep.
Your hair could do with a comb through it. I hope you're not going to let yourself go. We don't want to have to walk you to the bath once a week like a zombie, do we? I brought you some soup. You're depressed, I expect. Well, we all get depressed. You just have to face it. You can't give in. Wouldn't do, would it?
My legs won't work.
The doctor says it's hysterical, that's all. Do you want some soup? It's warm. You must keep your strength up.
Why?
I don't know. To get better. Life goes on.
What life?
I don't know what life. It's yours, not mine. Look at the state of this room.
I'll never walk on sand again. Or smell the sea.
They've had enough of you downstairs. They were saying at the staff meeting something'll have to be done with you. You've had too much your own way lately.
Death stalks those who fear it most.
You read too much. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
It would have been better to have destroyed me quickly. In a humane fashion. A hypodermic needle or a blow to the back of the neck. You can only hang on to reason for just so long. Painting by numbers, Spanish by correspondence, basket weaving.
It's time you were out of this bed.
Every tattered book in the library. But who will I try my Spanish on? Who will admire me baskets?
It's my job to get you up and on your feet and back to work.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. Threaten you, I suppose.
Which way does my window face? Is it north?
The doctor says you're malingering.
I've never seen the stars from here. Nor the moon.
You're just malingering, the doctor says. Well, the good news is you won't have to scrub the landings for a bit. You can go to the workroom and sew buttons on the men's overalls while you get better.
You think I've been ill, then?
There must be moon and stars. They're everywhere.
There was an owl on the wire last night. I saw it.
Oh, you were out of bed, then?
Silhouetted by the searchlight. A shadow of an owl perched, waiting.
How do you know it was an owl?
It stayed all night till dawn. Then it flew off. I don't sleep now. I doze and drift. You have to be able to trust to sleep. Trust that you're going to wake up. That it'll be all right when you do. I used to be able to escape into memories of the past. Lovers. And journeys. And food and drink. The smell of new mown hay. I could depend on it. I could turn it on like a movie, complete with taste and smell and sensation. But no, I can't do it. I simply can't do it anymore. I close my eyes and I can only see shadows. Or worse, nothing. Nothing at all. Great God, this is an awful place.
Well, you can hardly expect it to be pleasant.
It's what Captain Scott said on his way back from the South Pole. The endless monotony of trudging through the same bleak landscape with no reward at the end.
You are a misery guts today.
There was a black abortionist here some years ago who claimed to be able to astral project. But I didn't pay her any heed at the time. Tell you the truth, I thought she was a nutter. I was young and foolish. And now there's no way out.
You used to be fearless.
Not fearless. Defiant. At night I cried.
I don't agree with abortion. I think it's morally wrong. I lost three babies I couldn't hold on to. Me womb wasn't strong enough. Couldn't carry them. It makes a woman feel sad. It must always feel like that, even if you choose it.
Hold my hand.
Don't be daft.
I've forgotten what people feel like. Warm, I suppose.
At least to have a son. I expect he'll come home one day with his pockets full of money and a wife with a southern accent and a liking for barbecues, and then he'll go away again. Of course, there's no life here now, is there? No life at all.
Hold my hand.
It's against the rules.
Is it? I didn't know.
Would you like a cigarette?
No.
I'll tell Chief I can do nothing with you again, shall I?
Till I've gone to the South Pole. She's welcome to join me, but it won't be like the Canary Islands. She'll have to bring her warmest woolies. From the moment I bit into that peach, I knew it was all over.
They'd have let you die. It's policy now.
There would have been some status in that. But I didn't have the courage. Do you know how it tasted, that peach? It tasted sweet. It was the sweetest taste I can ever remember.
You said it was rotten.
Did I? Perhaps it was then.
It was the best I had in the shop. The biggest and the juiciest. I chose it myself.
I didn't have the nerve to see it through. What is it people have? Divine determination. I didn't have that. I'm only ordinary, you see. Not different after all. Just ordinary. 5'3", 52 kilograms. Scared. What I represent is something else. Some decaying token of unmentionable atrocities in the early 70s. Nobody can quite remember which one, since there have been so many. It was getting a bit too close to home. Close to us. Threatening us. The slaughter of the innocent.
I've never understood how you could live with yourself all this time. Arrogant and cocky. People outside used to ask me what you were like. We're not supposed to talk about those things, but there was a time I couldn't go into a pub without half a dozen people asking me about you. What were you really like? My husband said he'd hang you himself if he had the chance. He used to like to say it. Describe how he'd string you up with his bare hands. He doesn't know how I can do this job. Nobody does. I forget about it until I have to touch you. Then I feel sick inside. Well, are you going to have some of this soup then? Will you be getting up at all today? I see. I'll tell Chief then.
Joe, where have you been? I've missed you.
Come on, you great lump, pay attention. You freckles on your nose. To suit you. Hey, when are you leaving for your mum's? I'll come with you, see you off. Ooh, you've caught the sun a bit. I've been swimming. The sea is filthy. It's no pleasure. Why don't they clean it up? One day we'll get what we want, won't we? Eh? We'll get our justice. Oh, you're so beautiful. I do love you. Shall we be married, do you think? Huh? Shall we have lots of children? Well, maybe 3 or 4, huh? Don't forget me, will you?